Blog Talk Radio.
Gloria, in me, Gloria, do not in me.
Good morning to everybody. Good morning, good morning. Welcome to Hope Victorious on this morning coffee with me. I am the CEO and founder of Hope Victorious, Hope Precious Eternal. I am so glad that you guys came on to join me on this morning. Let's just see who popped on here. Good morning, Sandy. Good morning, Mom. Turn the volume up. Okay. Can you hear me now, Mom, or you still need the volume to be turned up? Can you hear me good now, Mom? Just want to make sure. It's okay now? You can hear me now? So just type in the chat. Sandy, can you hear me good? Well, you know what? Okay.
See the volume down here. I got it, Mike.
No.
Mm-hmm. I got it.
Okay, I think you guys can hear me good now. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think you guys can hear me good now. So good morning, everybody, and welcome, welcome, welcome to Hope Victorious. We're going to be talking about access denied, access denied. Oh, you guys, I am like so super excited. So the book talk is on this Friday at 7 p.m. So volume still needs to be turned up, Mom. All right, hold on.
I thought it was up now. Let me see. You got to hit that down in. I thought it was on here. Yeah. It's up, right?
Mm-hmm. It's up. So can you hear me, Mom?
It's not on mute, right? No.
Good morning, Sister Mutchison. You said I'm going in and out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So am I still going in and out? If I'm going in and out, I'm going to hop off of here, and I'm going to go into Facebook Live.
That's what Mommy's saying. Let me see.
Going in and out? Okay. All right, so I'm going to hop off here. So the ones who are on YouTube and the ones who dialed in, they can still hear me. But the ones who are on YouTube, I'm going to hop off of here real quick and just go on to Facebook Live. So the one, so just hold on tight and just go to my Hope Victorious page on Facebook. So just go to the Hope Victorious page on Facebook. The ones on YouTube, you're going to have to go over to, if you can, you can dial in. Or you can go over to my Facebook Live on Hope Victorious. And I'm so sorry, you guys. All right, so just be patient. And hi, Mary. And just go over to Facebook Live. So I'll meet y'all over on my Hope Victorious page on Facebook Live. And for The ones who are on YouTube and going to watch the replay, you'll see me by that time. I'll be on Hope Victorious. Okay, so I'm getting ready to go on there now. Okay. Hi, Keisha. Good morning. Okay. So I see you all on Facebook Live. I'll do it for my phone. So the ones who dialed in, just hold on tight. Sorry, everybody, all the ones who dialed in, I'm going to have to come off of here for a minute, and I will be right back. You can dial right back in, so just give me a few minutes because I am having major tech issues right now, okay? So, but hold on and pray. We're on our way. So just join me on Facebook Live. Okay, bye. Hello, everybody. Hello. Okay, so I am back and back on. Amen, amen, and amen. Oh, my gosh. I am, like, back on now. So I don't know if you guys hear me who have dialed in. So it's back on. I guess I hung up. Hello, everybody. I am so sorry. Della Weiss, how are you? Hello, Della, how are you? Hi, Sandy. How are you? I'm so sorry, guys, for everything. Oh, my gosh. Yes, I am. Hi, Sharonda, how are you? How, everybody? So I am, like, super excited. I had, like, major tech issues, like, on, oh, my gosh, you guys. But guess what? We are back on and rolling. So thank you guys for being so patient and coming back on here. Amen and amen. I love you too, Della. Good morning, Loli. How are you? Yes, and happy birthday, Della. Thank you, Sandy, for coming back on. So we're going to get started, like, right now. Amen. We're going to get started, like, right now. Amen. So how about this Friday, you guys? You guys got to come on to my A Diamond in the Garden, going to be on Zoom. You have to email me so I can send you, that even if you didn't finish reading the book and your book is on its way, you guys got to come to the virtual. It's going to be an intimate setting, good atmosphere where you guys can come on in, and we're just going to chat about the book. So you have to email me at adiamondinthegarden@gmail.com, adiamondinthegarden@gmail.com. It's going to be 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. So you got to email me so I can give you the Zoom link so you all can be a part. It's okay if you didn't finish reading the book, if you haven't purchased the book yet. I just want y'all to come on in. So we're just going to be chatting about A Diamond in the Garden. So you have to email me so I can send you out the email link. So I can send you out the Zoom link. I'm sorry. Yeah. So we're going to get started, you guys. Amen, amen. We're going to be talking about access denied. Access denied. Now, have you ever got to a point where you're like, this is it for me? This part of my life has changed. And even if you feel like you hit a bump in the road and you have failed, get back up and start over again. God has given you new breath, new life. It's a whole new day. I'm telling you, you got to be determined to win. Amen. So we're going to talk about access denied on today. I said that enemy is a liar. First of all, I'm getting on. I had all kind of tech issues this morning, but I'm pushing my way through. And that's how we got to do in life. When obstacles come our way, when circumstances come our way, when monkey wrenches is thrown in, when curveballs is thrown our way, you got to dive in and say, what I'm not taking, access denied. No more thinking wrong. No more bad attitudes. No more mental stability. All that stuff is gone. I am stable mentally. I do have mental stability. I am stable mentally. Nothing's wrong with me. Get up from there. Get out of your head and get back to it. Amen. So that was my testimony on today. So let us pray. Father, we thank you and we bless you. We lift you up and give you the highest praise, Lord God. We thank you for today and we thank you for every day. Please touch those who are coming over to the live, Father God. God, I thank you for just being in the midst, even through tech issues, God. God, you still made a way out of nowhere. God, touch us on today, God. Touch those who are out voting on today. Touch them, God. Keep them safe. Protect them, God. It's in Jesus' name. But, Lord, most of all, we thank you for your son, Jesus. Dying across our sins that we may have everlasting life. You send thy word, thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe that you have raised your son, Jesus, from the dead. Thou shalt be saved. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Is my name? Amen and amen. Amen. So what I'm saying to you on today is that our mom, just be grateful and just be encouraged on today. Have you all voted on today? Get out there and vote. Look up these people who are there trying to move into office. Look at them, study them, Google them. Amen. So we're going to come in today, and we're going to be coming from John chapter 4. To adopt in, so grateful for you guys. I don't know everybody's number on Walter Dobden, but I see Penny and Nikki, my sisters. Amen. So we're going to be coming from John chapter 4. We're going to be beginning with the 13th verse and then read the word. And it says, Jesus answered, everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again. But whoever drinks, hallelujah, the water I give them will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give them will become in them a spring of water welling up to eternal life. Hallelujah. The water that he shall give, you will never thirst. Sometimes we go around drinking other people's water. We looking at other people for validation. No, anything that God gives, hallelujah, will last forever. And you will never become thirsty. You will never become that person seeking validation. You know, which way should I move? Which way should I go? Trying to please everybody. But no, get to the place where you're pleasing God. I'm coming from the sister talking about the Samaritan woman. Those who are new to my broadcast, I see some new names up there. I am Reverend Wanda Martin Woodard, the CEO and founder of Hope Victorious. This is Coffee with Me, y'all. I ain't even drink my coffee yet because I'm on a roll this morning. Hallelujah. Satan is defeated on today and every day. As long as Jesus is on the throne, and he's always going to be on the throne. Hallelujah. Grab your strength from God. Amen. This is talking about the Samaritan woman and when she met Jesus. See, you never know when Jesus is going to show up. You even in the midst of, and I know just summarizing the story about the Samaritan woman and how she was of a mixed race. And look, racism was even going on back then. But look at God. He is like, look, I see no color, but I see you. Oh, Jesus, hallelujah. I see no color, but I see you. That's why I understand self-righteous people who are so racist on today. And you say, I'm a follower of Jesus and I'm a Christian. Jesus was love. He crossed all those barriers. Didn't care what color, shape, size, height you are. He loved on you. Hallelujah. There's no colors in Jesus' eyes. There's no colors in my eyes for Jesus. Hallelujah, because they shall worship him in spirit and in truth. When we dig into this message, that's what he's going to tell the Samaritan woman. So the Samaritan woman, at the time when he met her, she had five husbands, and the one that she was with wasn't her husband. But he looked past all of that because he was into healing her soul. He sent his disciples away. See, sometimes you got to send your friends away because your friends try to block some stuff, throw some cold curveballs and some monkey wrenches in your situation. But you got to get to a point where you got to know for sure who's your friend and who's not your friend. And if they do try to throw monkey wrenches in your life, you just step off and you just keep on walking. You keep on working that thing out and clinging close to the Lord. Hallelujah. But I'm just so filled on this morning because when Jesus met this Samaritan woman, he didn't judge her. He didn't look down on her and make her feel like she was worthless, made her feel like she was nothing, even in the midst of everyone else in her community and her whole environment, making her feel like she was nothing because, see, they knew her story. They knew what she did last night, okay? Guess what? Even things that's in secret, that only God sees what we did last night, but God sees it. Hallelujah. But that's for God to judge and not man. So this woman will come out in the heat of the day, go to the well to draw water in the heat of the day, because in the morning time, you know, in the evening, everybody was out because it was too hot to come out around that time. But see, she came out the time that was right for her, so people wouldn't mock her and people wouldn't scorn her and talk about her. But she did not know that Jesus was going to be there on that day. So when I say access denied in terms of the way that she used to live was no more. Her lifestyle was no more because Jesus turned her life around. And even though she may have thought a couple of days, I'm doing well, this is who I'm going to be with. I'm not going to be whoring around in the town. But let me tell you something. Each day that she took, hallelujah, just using my own imagination on this lady, each day that she took was getting better and better. And even though we felt like we take a couple of steps forward and then wind up coming falling 15 steps backwards. But my dad used to always say, every time you go back, God, if you keep on stepping and get up and keep walking, God is going to thrust you further than those steps that you that took to knock you down. So you got to keep walking. You got to keep stepping. You got to keep allowing God to pour into you. But the key is to get up from that place where you are. Hallelujah. Don't allow man to keep you there where you are. They're going to throw stones at you. They're going to call you all kind of names because they claim they know what you did last night. But nobody's talking about the kind of life that they live. Because normally when people talk about you so bad, it's because they covering up their own mistakes, their own trials, their own things that they have gone through in life, their own character, and they build on you to tear you down. But you got to get from that place where access denied, no more negative thoughts in my mind, no more negative ways, no more arrogance in me, no more stubbornness in me. God, give me a willing heart. Access denied to every negative thing that was thrown my way, every bone, every stone that was thrown at me, God. Access denied to that. Hallelujah. This woman got up to a point where she said, access denied. Yes, God caught me out. The five husbands I have and the one that I have is not even my husband. But at that point when God turned her around, ooh, I'm going all into the scripture. I got to keep reading. I'm fired up on this morning because I know what it feels like to be put down. I know what it feels like to be thrown curveballs in life. But you got to get back up from where you are and keep on moving because it gets lighter and lighter each time you get back up and go. And before you know it, you ain't falling. You're going to keep moving. You're going to keep thriving. You're going to keep being put in that place where God wants you to be put at. And can't, let me tell you something. Any door that God opened, can't no man close. Any door that God closed, can't no man open. God is powerful. He is almighty. Hallelujah. Look, I praise God. Say, oh, you're crazy. You're praying over your gum. You're praying over your potato chip. Oh, yes, I am. This morning I was looking for something, and I said, God, help me find it. Look, he's in everything. You hear me? Did he help me find it? Oh, yes, he did. Place my hands where it's supposed to be. Now, I know I looked in that place, and it was not there, but God, because I called on the name of the Lord, whoo, Jesus, and I didn't get all up in my own head. Glory be to God. Let me get into this here scripture. I didn't read chapter 4, John chapter 4, verse 13. But let me tell you, when you feel your strength coming, when you feel your strength being renewed like an eagle, hallelujah, God. Glory be to God. I'm just blessing the name of the Lord. I ain't judging nobody. Hallelujah. If people only knew people's skeletons in their closet, nobody's seen. Let me tell you something. When Jesus came around, he healed this woman. And even he had to send his disciples away because he knew he was going to meet this woman. See, you never know when your breakthrough is coming. You never know when you're in that room when your breakthrough is coming. That's a part of my book, A Diamond in the Garden, just being in the room and knowing your worth and knowing who you are. You never know who you're going to be sitting amongst. But the thing about it is that you got to get into the room. Getting to the room is knowing your worth and knowing who you are. Yes, I may not have the same credentials as they have. I may not have the same education they have. I may not look like them. I may not dress like them. But Lord knows I am here. What's the color purple say? I am here. I am here. Amen. I am here. Yes, and if God made me here, then I'm here. He, God don't make no junk. Ooh, Jesus, hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So verse 13 and 14. So verse 15 says, the woman said to him, after Jesus was talking about giving her a drink, sir, give me this water so I won't get thirsty and have to keep coming here to draw water. Ooh, glory be to God. She said, Lord, give me the sir. She didn't even know that she was talking to the Messiah. She said, sir, give me this drink so I won't thirst again. I don't have to come down here to this water, come down to the well. I don't have to keep coming. But see, Jesus was talking about the spiritual water on the inside, not the physical water. But he was talking about the spiritual water on the inside of her. The out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. That's what he was talking about. But she was thinking about the physical water that we drink for our bodies. He said, no, the spiritual, that you will never thirst again. That means you ain't never going to be laying up in somebody's bed you don't have no business laying up in. You won't ever be at that place where you should not be sinning against God. You won't ever have those same thoughts in your mind that's so negative that tears you down. You won't be accepting nobody's trash every time they throw you something. Hallelujah. Why? Because access is denied. Access is denied to every bone, every stone that's thrown your way. Hallelujah, Jesus. Access denied. No more negativity. No more putting myself in a situation where I got to be hearing everybody talk about me. Yeah, you may have known what I did last night, but are you talking about how I overcame today? Are you talking about how I'm moving and shaking in the Lord today? Are you talking about those good things? Hallelujah. No good thing will he withhold from you if you walk right before the Lord. Get up out of your own mess. Get up out of your own vomit. Hallelujah, Jesus. God's arms is not too short that they can't reach you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Get up from that place. Hallelujah. Even talk about how you a caretaker. You're giving too much. Well, I'm giving too much because you ain't giving nothing. How about that? Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Let them talk. Ooh, Jesus, see, if we deliver ourselves from people, we will be okay. Ooh, glory be to God. Ooh, Jesus, thank you. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. You got to get up from that place and believe that you are dying. You got to get up from that place believing what your worth is. What is your worth? God didn't make no junk. Get up from that place where you are feeling sad and bad about yourself because life didn't turn. The road that you wanted to go on, it wasn't there for you. But guess what? Create your own lane. Create your own road. God is with you. God is for you. Who can be against you? Ooh, glory be to God. Created your own self. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory be to God. See, every closed door is not a bad door. Every closed door is not a bad door because guess what? That closed door will get you where you need to go. That Samaritan woman said the water, so I would never have to come to this place again. I know she was talking about this place of being humiliated. Every time I come out my door, I got to go in the heat of the day when it's hot. I can't go like everybody else because they're talking about me so bad. But guess what, honey? Access is denied on that because you ain't got to go back to that place again. You don't got to do those things that sit against God again. Say, God, before me, who could be against me? Give me the strength to push. Give me the strength to do what I need to do, God, because I can't do it in my own strength. When I want people removed from my life, and I know I can't do it in my own strength, and say, God, help me to move this person from my life because I know they don't mean me any good. Well, but you got to trust God, and you got to put the work in. We sit back and we say, oh, God, I'm going to sit on the couch, and I'm just going to wait for God to open up that door. No, you got to work at your own salvation. You got to get up from that place and work it out, and God will meet you, but you got to get up and you got to work. Ooh, glory be to God. Don't be all entitled. Get up and work. Because when you look up, you be 90 years old, still sitting there waiting. Get up and work that thing out. Woo, Jesus. God is for you. Oh, God is for you. Who could be against you? He told Joshua, be not discouraged. Be not dismayed. I am with thee. Whithersoever thou goest, I'm with you. Woo, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Glory be to God. Oh, my Lord Jesus. Verse 16 said, he told her, go call your husband and come back. He said, go call your husband and come back. Because, see, before he healed her, He had to get rid of some stuff. Oh, Jesus, thank you, God. Before he healed her, before he gave her that water, hallelujah, he had to get rid of some stuff. Yeah, we got to get rid of some stuff so just so I can heal you. And she didn't even know that she was talking to the Messiah. See, you never know when your breakthrough has come, who you sitting next to. Stop putting your nose up at folks because you never know who God wants to send to bless you. No, you don't. Mm-hmm. And Jesus said to her, you are right. I'm sorry. He says, he told her, go call your husband and come back. Verse 17, I have no husband, she replied. See, she didn't know who she was talking to. He was the Messiah. He know all things. She told him, I don't have no husband. She didn't know what he was talking about. But see, God knows your secrets, even when other folk don't. He know all the skeletons in your closet, stuff that you hide, and you so busy talking about somebody else. See, he knows all of that. See, she didn't know she was talking to the Messiah who knows who's omnipresent and know everything. So she replied with a lie. But look at God. Ooh, Jesus, hallelujah, God. Even though she lied to him, he still forgave her. God is a forgiving God. And sometimes we feel like, God, I've sinned against you. I did this thing so many times. How could you forgive me? Because he's a forgiving God. He said, forgive your brother 70 times 7. You know how much that is? How many times that is? God is a forgiving God. He will forgive you over and over again because he's that. When I tell you God is a boss, he is all of that. Because he don't judge you and treat you like somebody else would treat you. He love on you. He embraces you. He ain't angry with you. He just wants you to get your stuff together. And I don't care if it's moping in the bed. Woe is me. Get up from that place. Woe is me. Allow God to heal your mind. Allow him to heal your body. Access denied. Why? Because tomorrow I'm not laying in this here bed. Woe is me. I'm getting up from this place. Now, I'm not talking to those who supposed to be resting. I'm not saying that, but what I'm saying is that your mindset and way of thinking, because God do put you in a place of rest. And while you're resting, while he's healing you, allow God to minister to your spirit. Allow him to give you more dreams, more goals, things that you can do to get things done. Hallelujah, when he's putting you in that rest place. But that means access and not to every negative thought that's coming your way while you're resting, trying to get your health back. You already healed in the name of Jesus. I learned to heal myself. Let me tell you, I anoint my hands and put my hands over my own head, my own eyes, my own body, everything. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah, because he's a healer. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, he is. Woo, glory be to God. Jesus said to her, you are right when you say you have no husband. Look at Jesus. He's something else. Verse 18 says, the fact is you have had 5 husbands, and the man you now have is not your husband. What you have just said, then yeah, you are right about that, because the man that you're with now is not your husband. But you have had 5 husbands, and the one that you're with is not your husband. But see, Jesus could have said, you know what, get out of here. You're not, no. Jesus was near, I'll forgive you for your lies, and because that's the kind of God that we serve. Oh, Jesus, I want to finish this because I'm going to show you how God started using this woman for his glory. So don't think that my mom always said that somebody's trash is somebody's treasure, an old saying out there. Hallelujah. Do you know what my part of my book, A Diamond in the Garden, what a diamond got to go through to become a diamond, all the heat and pressure that it goes through? Hallelujah. Oh, my gosh, my broadcast getting ready to end. But listen, those who are dialed in, come on to, this is so good, you guys. Just pop on the Hope Victoria's Facebook page. Amen. So verse 19 says, sir, the woman said, I can see that you are a prophet. She said, it got to be something about him when he could discern what I'm doing right now on myself. She says, our ancestors worshiped on this mountain. But you Jews claim that the place where we must worship is in Jerusalem. I just wanted to finish this. Verse 21 says, Jesus says, woman, Jesus replied, believe me, a time is coming when you will worship the Father, hallelujah, neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. You Samaritans worship what you do not know. We worship what we do know. of for salvation is from the Jews. Verse 23, yet a time is coming and has now come when the true worshipers, hallelujah, will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For they, I'm sorry, ooh, getting ahead of myself, and they are, hallelujah, kind of worshipers the Father seeks. God is spirit, and his worshipers must worship in the spirit, hallelujah, and in the truth. Hallelujah, and in the spirit, and in the truth. See, he's telling her, it's not about the Jews, it's not about the Samaritans, because it's about worshiping in spirit and in truth. You're no longer going to be worshiping on this mountain. You're going to be worshiping in spirit and in truth, because God is everywhere. Who, Jesus? The woman said, I know the Messiah called Christ is coming. When he comes, he will explain everything to us. See, she's still thinking, not even knowing that he is the Messiah. Then Jesus declared, I, the one speaking to you, I am he. Glory be to God. You ever get to a place where God just show up, give you clarity about who he is and what he can do, and he's omnipresent, and he's all of that? Hallelujah. How you can't serve a God like that, who's so precious, who's so loving, who loves us in spite of all our shortcomings? Woo, glory be to God. Hallelujah. And this, I'm almost done, y'all. Verse 27, just then his disciples returned and were surprised to find him talking with a woman. But no one asked. See, they ain't going to ask them, what do you want or why are you talking with her? They ain't going to ask that. They wasn't crazy. No. And in verse 28 says, then leaving her water jar, woo, glory be to God. Hallelujah. See, they ain't over till God says it's over. So after God broke down the Holy Spirit, after he broke down and told her who he was, hallelujah, you should worship him and spirit and truth. After he didn't told her the water that he shall give, you shall never thirst. Hallelujah. This woman dropped her water jar. See, access was denied at that point of her, of the way that she was living that was so wrong. Her mindset, everything that happened in her childhood, access denied to negative thoughts, negative ways of thinking, how I will handle my business from now on. I'm not letting those things in anymore. Hallelujah. Verse 29 says, 28 says, then leaving her water jar, the woman went back to the town and said to the people, hallelujah, verse 29, come see a man who told me everything I ever did. Could this be the Messiah? Hallelujah. They came out of the town and made their way toward him. Hallelujah, God. Woo, Jesus. When I tell you, when she dropped her water pot and said, come see a man who knew things, all things about me. Hallelujah. Let me tell you, God began to use her as an evangelist. This woman who slept with everybody's man, had everybody's husband. But guess what? It wasn't about what she did. It was her outcome of where she was and where she was going. Because in spite of that, God loved her. In spite of all of her wrong ways, instead of all of her wrongdoings, forgave her, got her together, and sent her out. She started running through a town. God started using her. Come see a man. Come see a man. Start using this woman as his mouthpiece, using this woman to preach the gospel, using this woman to do great and mighty things. Hallelujah. When everybody else put her down, all those negative thoughts in her mind, things keep coming up in her mind to make her go back to that place where she was. No, she found her worth. She knew she was worth something. Hallelujah. And that's been a child of the King. Glory, 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 hallelujah, God. Woo, glory, hallelujah, Jesus. If you only know your worth, you are that diamond that shines so bright. Woo, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, 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 glory be to God. Woo, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hi, Lisa. Hi, Liddy. Hi, everybody. Sister Della. Hi, everybody that's on this call. Glory be to God. That's right, Della. Deliverance, honey. Deliverance, deliverance. Woo, Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah. Deliverance, deliverance, deliverance. Hallelujah. You got that right, Della. She was set free. She was delivered. Woo, Jesus. God will deliver you. God will deliver the man on the corner. God will deliver somebody sitting in their home. God is everywhere, and he's omnipresent. Oh, yes, he is. Glory be to God. Oh, Jesus, God, I thank you. God, I glorify you, Father. Oh, Jesus, when I have nobody else, God, you step in. You embrace me. You love me. You put your arms around me, God. When I cried at night, God, when I thought I was nothing, when I didn't amount to anything, I was amounting to something because I am a king's kid. You are a king's kid. Hallelujah. God, I thank you, and I bless your name, Lord God. I thank you for everyone that's on this broadcast. I thank you for them, God. God, save them, heal them, deliver them, God. Set them free in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, I bless your name, God. Oh, hallelujah, God. God, it's holiday time. And we begin to mourn our loved ones, Father God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Take that time to reflect. And you may mourn them, but think about the good times you had with them. Think about the strong moments you had with them. In the name of Jesus, dear God. Even if it's someone that's on this call who didn't have the love that they deserve, Father, the love that they should have been dealt in this life, God. God, we thank you for being a healer. We thank you for wrapping your arms around us and for loving us more than what that person loved us, God. God, you love us more than anything, Father. Hallelujah, God. Is anything too hard for the Lord? No, hallelujah. Nothing's an impossible for God. Access is denied on today, God. Every negative thought, access denied. Every impoverishment, access denied. Hallelujah, Jesus. Mental breakdowns, access denied. Hallelujah, Jesus. Shortcomings, access denied. Woo, glory be to God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. Touch and give them strength to our caretakers on today, Father God. We feel like their whole life is no more. God, give them a new brand new start. Give them a brand new mindset. Hallelujah. I speak grand openings on today. Woo, Jesus, glory be to God. Grand openings on today, God. In the name of Jesus, somebody's going to have a grand opening. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Because access denied in every negative way, every negative thought. God, I thank you. Touch those who are voting on today, God, who at the voting places on today, God, touch right now, God, touch this corrupt system, Lord, in the name of Jesus, touch our children, God, who are going so wayward, God, touch their parents and their guardians and their caretakers, Father, in the name of Jesus, they got to ask questions before they leave the door, when they come in, hallelujah, Jesus, in the middle of the day when they home, talk to them, oh, glory be to God, God, I thank you and I bless you, I bless you and I thank you, God, for everyone that's on this call, those who are listening to the replay. We thank you for your son, Jesus, dying on the cross for our sins that we may have everlasting life. He said that word, thou shalt confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe that he is raised your son, Jesus, from the dead. Thou shalt be saved. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Go in peace. Know that God is on your side. Know that he loves you. Know that God set this Samaritan woman free. He delivered this woman. He didn't look down upon her and the things that she had done. He got her right. Sent her on to do his work for him. Hallelujah. God want to use you on today. Stop beating yourself up for things that you have done, the things that you couldn't control that have been done to you. Ask God to help you and to heal your heart, to heal your mind. Access denied for negative people coming around you, negative thoughts, negative environment, negative atmospheres. Access denied. You got to put a stop to that. That woman said after that put, when she met the Messiah, she said, oh, no, this is it for me. Access denied. Ain't nobody in my bed. I'm going to do the work of the Lord. Oh, Jesus, glory be to God. If you could just get to the place where, God, I'm not accepting those negative thoughts my way anymore. Access denied. Don't even call me with no negative conversation. No, we're not even conversing today. We're not talking about nothing negative. Negative today. No negative people in my space, all in my atmosphere. You have the power to control that. Hang up the phone. Don't go back to those same ways. Don't go back to those same areas, those same thoughts, those same phone conversations. Woo, Jesus, you got to play your part in that too. Oh, glory be to God. Oh, my God. So before I let you guys go, amen. Love you too, Sister Mutchison. Amen. You're welcome, Mary. God is so good. Hallelujah. Yes, yes, yes. Glory be to God. So you all email me at diamondinthegarden@gmail.com so you can be a part of my virtual book talk on Friday. This Friday is going to be on Zoom. So even if you didn't purchase the book or you're ordering the book or you haven't finished reading, I still want you to be a part. So you have to email me so I can send you the Zoom link. So email adiamondinthegarden@gmail.com. It's all one word, adiamondinthegarden@gmail.com. You can find it on Amazon under Wanda Martin ebook. I got large print, regular print. I love you guys. Oh, my gosh. I'm so filled up right now. I think, like my sister always said, you can eat that phone. Yes, I am, because I'm going to go through this phone. Oh, my God. I'm so, God is faithful. And he is so merciful, guys. So I love you all. Sorry for the tech issues earlier. Thank you for coming back on and joining me, those who dialed in, those who are watching the replay. I love you guys, and be safe. Let me just see something right here before I go. Let me see. Can I read some of my messages? I know. Just one moment, guys, before I let you go. Amen. Hi, Lisa. Lisa Wilson is on. Hello. Amen and amen. So I'm going to go, you guys. God bless you. I'll see you all again on next Tuesday morning, but I'll see you all on Friday. Oh, yes, I will. I'll see you all on Friday. Amen. Just reading some messages from my mama here. Yes, I seen Loli was on. Amen. Hi, Loli, and I believe in Lori. Yeah, amen. So God bless you guys, and I see you all next week. Y'all are so welcome. Amen. Bella, call me. Bye.
Yes, it's not you. It's Rich Jean.
Wait, what did I say?
You want to post it?
Oh, wait, let me hang up. I'm on my computer. Yeah, let me see. Okay. Yeah, I do want to post it. Okay. Mm-hmm.